are back with another edition. I love 90s music. Everybody's back up in here. How's everybody been?
Good, good.
Good.
All right. Woke up this morning. I can't complain.
I feel like
it. So let's jump right into it, since we was already talking about this topic. One of our listeners hit us up and said the best underrated R&B 90s singer. I'll extend to the 80s too if we want to do that, just to kind of spice it up, since everybody kind of had a consensus earlier. Let's throw the 80s in there too, and we say the most underrated 80s, 90s, or maybe one in the 80s, one in the 90s, if y'all want to kind of answer like that.
But female, right?
Female.
Yeah,
yes,
female. Yeah. Female singer.
So, 90s, I'm definitely going to Mia.
Yeah, I definitely say Tamia for the 90s.
But we were talking, Stacey was going to say, but I do understand what you were saying earlier about she still found fame elsewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she, Tamia, she known as Grant Hill wife. I guess it was.
Right. My ex always say that. She was the reason that Grant Hill stayed on the injured list.
I just said that too.
Every time he get better, she come out with some new little shorts on. Now he got to stay at home a little bit longer.
Every day I got to fight to prove my love.
But that's a hell of a backup plan, though, having a husband that's made millions.
The Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Grant, my guy.
Definitely, for people.
He's also the most underrated player in the 90s too. If they both the most underrated in their perspective fields in the 90s.
I don't know, because Grant Hill was deemed the next Mike until he started.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And he got injured. Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah. But he got injured, yeah, so the rating drops. Rightfully.
Well, no. Like, to me, it got sick, and that's the reason her career didn't go as well either. So they both got messed up.
Hey, couldn't be at the top, but you're still a consistent, contributing consistently, solid work. But the 80s for me, I like, what's that chick name? My name was Melissa Morgan.
Hmm. I don't even know who that is. Yeah,
she used to work with Kashif. She, what's the name of that song? Immature redid it on Feel the Funk, the original of what they sampled. I forgot the name of it. Love something. Her and Kashif and then Fool's Paradise. She had like a few hits in the 80s. She had a few hits in the 80s. She redid Do Me Baby, the Prince. She redid that Prince song, Do Me Baby.
Yeah, Melissa Morgan.
Write her down. Look her up.
Yeah, no, she has an unsung too, though, Stacey, if you want to peep it.
I always love her voice.
You know what? I sleep on Unsung. Like, I will watch it, and then, like, there'll be somebody coming on that I want to see, and I'll watch it, and then I'll forget about the show altogether. It's I do not consistently watch Unsung like I need to.
I watch all of them, even if I don't even know who it is.
Oh, yeah?
I watch everyone. Doing
that. And that's how I got hip to Betty Wright. I didn't know she was that young when she
was coming out. Right, we talked
about
before.
Yeah.
No, it's even
crazy.
Did we talk about it? She died. You just bring her up and then she ended up dying after you brought her up.
No, she was already passed. She had already passed when we brought her up.
I think she had passed.
Yeah, she just her.
Okay.
Yeah, she had just recently passed.
You have me thinking, who is an underrated 80s?
I'm gonna go Sherelle.
Yeah. All right, Alexander O'Neal has some hits.
Yeah, she is.
And Angela Wimbush.
Angela Wimbush is another good one.
Okay, what's the criteria?
Your major ones in the 80s is going to be Janet Whitney. I'm trying to think who else.
Anita Baker, Sade.
Yeah, those are your main stars. Where they Sherelle ain't going to sell out the Scott trade. You know what I'm saying? Sade going to come and sell, even today. Anita Baker going to do that.
Sherelle gonna do the pageant.
No, she ain't gonna do the pageant. She doing the ambassador.
She gonna do the ambassador. Yeah, she gonna do the ambassador.
But is that? I don't know. I don't know. I guess that's a tough one for me to say if she's underrated. Do you think what she produced was on the level of them other people, and it just didn't catch? Now that'd be, I would say, more underrated than somebody that just, it's just because it's different tiers to everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you could throw Karen White in there too.
Yeah.
Karen White. What about Jody Wiley?
Jody Wiley. Jody Wiley had been. Are we counting Jody Wiley though on just on her solo tip? Because she was with who? She was with
Shalamar. Shalamar.
And her biggest songs were Shalamar though. I mean, let's be for real.
Yeah.
What's her big single?
That was a pop single.
Yeah, like, it was.
It's bigger than everything Shalamar did, I think.
Really? Not
culturally, no. But I mean, we talk about
stuff. Yeah, I mean, she also won a Grammy for Best New Artist. That was the only Grammy she got as a solo artist, too. I mean,
what about Stephanie Mills as far as 80s?
Okay.
Diana Ross messed up her career though, but that's all.
I think she would be because she's not mentioned, but she has a body of work and the voice to go with the Anitas and shit like that. You know what I mean?
I'm like, well, then hell, you throw in what's her name, Regina Bell?
I was thinking Regina Bell.
Yeah, Regina Bell.
Well, I'm throwing in Stephanie Mills. I'm throwing in
Regina Bell. Definitely Regina Bell.
I think in the 80s, compared to the 90s, I think in the 80s. You had a lot of female singers who really could sing,
that's true,
but just could not get over a hump for whatever reason, right? So I think there's a ton. Think of Vesta Williams, like there's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Janet Jackson and Whitney used to really clog that lane up, boy. They really clogged that lane.
Mickey Howard.
Yeah, they was letting nobody breathe, boy. Janet and Whitney weren't letting nobody breathe in the 80s, boy.
Paula Abdul came through the back door.
Yeah. she came through that Jackson. She came through that Janet, that Michael Jackson.
Janet, the Jacksons and them and the lights.
Yeah, because she's the Holler Jackie. She's Jackie's girlfriend.
Yeah,
So she came through the back door. Yeah, that's how Jackie met her.
Choreographing for Janet.
So and she choreographed the Jackson's video. The Jackson's video.
Yeah, she choreographed Paula Abdul. With torture. Most of, I think, what Janet's whole first album, Paula Abdul choreographed that, right?
Yep.
And that's why I was telling people, you got to put some respect on Paula Abdul's name now. You got to put it out there. But I think, if you either at that time, either you were in Janet's lane or you were in Whitney's lane, because they weren't the same at all, right?
But they clogged it up. Don't
be a singing-ass singer or a dancing-ass singer.
Right, that's it.
But they clogged it up, though. But they clogged up them lanes, though, boy. They will let nobody breathe.
Yeah,
one of them cars that's in their lane, but they still kind of.
That's why Mariah had to come out so hard.
She came into Mariah the MTV game. She came through the MTV though lane, that new lane that was open up, that new POV, the new POV lane. That was on. They opened up.
I don't know. 80s. I think there's a lot. And all of them are on Unsung. Just watch Unsung and you find Unsung. Or like I said, 90s, definitely I'm rolling with Tamia Tough because she consistently put out great stuff. I mean, even with just on Q's Juke joint with You Put a Move on My Heart, you would think that single alone would have, for me it did, like it made me definitely want to hear a lot more from her, which made me buy the first album, which I love. And I think she just never got, I mean, hell, even shit, Nicki Fabulous did the
remake.
But then who sang? But somebody else sang the hook, didn't they? Who sang the hook?
No, she was in the video. She sung
it. She was on the hook. It was still her.
No. The original, there was an original version that was leaked around that didn't have her on there.
Okay.
She's right.
That's what I'm.
But they re-released it with her because at first it was like Ashanti or somebody. Originally. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never heard the original version. Yeah, so into you. The established.
Ashanti's on
the original version.
I thought she was the one who did it, the remix or the one with Fab.
No. She did, but then they came back and they was like, oh, it's popping. Yeah, they brought Tamia and we did it.
Yeah, they really released it with Tamia on it.
Yep.
Oh, they released it with Tamia on it.
Yeah, because she's in the video.
You would have thought that would have done it. Like, okay, throw a little something in there. But no, she just, I do know that. So for whatever reason, Tamia just never caught on. I don't know why. She put on the short shorts.
She got the short shorts on. She showed the freckles.
Yeah. Right, what y'all want from? She got the short shorts on and she walking down the street.
I think Jay was saying earlier, he was saying he brought up, I believe that was him that said he brought up Deborah Cox. Or was that you, Scott?
No,
it
was Jay.
He was Jay brought up Deborah Cox. But what I said was that Deborah still found fame
with the house music.
With the house music.
Acting as well.
Yeah, because she's on Broadway and stuff too.
Yeah, because she was on Broadway. She did. She played Whitney on Broadway, didn't she? On the Bodyguard.
See, I think we maybe we don't fuck with Canadians. Don't know.
What Scott say? They walk so Drake can run.
Don't fuck with.
Damn, man.
We don't like light skinned pretty Canadian women for some reason. Don't know why. Don't know. But both of them, and then even the video of them circulating right now with them singing "Count on Me" together. It's like, y'all, it's like you watching that and listening to them sing, and y'all like, you see these two beautiful women singing their asses off, and y'all don't fuck with them? Okay.
What do they have to do?
What else do they have to do? What more do you want from me? What do we have to do?
What?
Why do you want? I'm not singing my ass off. I'm just singing my ass off, and nope, not where I'm fucking with. Don't want that. Can't have none of that shit.
But I'll say, as far as groups, I'll ask groups next. Jhené in the 90s. I don't think they get the love they deserve as far as 90s.
I mean, their first album, their two albums are dope. Their two albums, they got kind of dope.
I think, was it Google I was looking at? Because somebody was asking about how Neo Soul started. And if you Google it, it mentions them about how they were kind of like that first little piece of Neo Soul. And then
I always thought it was Erykah Badu, though. I thought because Keaton Massenburg is the one.
D'Angelo.
So that's what it says, though. So it says that Jhené and it had somebody else was listening. I can't think of who it was now. Were kind of like that first, that kind of like that introduction. But 97 comes Erykah Badu and D'Angelo, and that's when it becomes more popular, more mainstream. But those roots go back to Jhené. And I'm like, that's an interesting take on it.
Yeah, I got to hear everything. I didn't really dive into Jhené. You know, the singles was about it for me. So I don't know if I could say they are or aren't or did or didn't start that sound. But I'm going to check it out, though, most definitely.
Yeah, no, because the interesting thing is that the first Jhené album is produced by KG from Naughty by Nature. So I wonder.
Hey, he in his bag.
Hey, Tony, on the Lolo, he's one of the dope producers on the Lolo, ain't he?
Yeah. Oh,
he did Jaheim, he did Next. Yep.
You ever say he discovered Next, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was the producer, too.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm going to tell you who else was dope with that from the hip-hop side. I always bring this up. Jazzy Jeff. He did Jill Scott's first album.
He did.
I thought the nigga just could scratch. Yeah. A Touch of Jazz, that's his production company.
Okay. Yeah. another hip hop dude is Eddie F too.
Oh yeah.
Eddie F.
Absolutely.
So other groups you had Jhené. What about Jade?
I was gonna say Jade.
So did they get overshadowed by En Vogue? Did En Vogue clog up their situation?
Nah, because they're different.
I say SWV kind of got you.
I'll take that bet. Is that SWV took it away from Jay because Jay could? I mean, they sang, but they weren't on an En Vogue level, right?
Jay can sing though. Like everybody can sing. And Jay SWV is only Coco and two other chicks.
They could, but they. They weren't singing like En Vogue was singing. En Vogue was singing was Brownstone.
I'm talking about compared to the SWV. I'm talking about like all three of them could sing.
Well, yeah,
Jade.
Compared to SWV, yeah. So, yeah. So, but I think Jade's first album, Jade to the Max, had some hits on there. And
Jade to the Max got some hits on there.
Got some hits.
It's got some hits. Yeah.
Don't walk away.
Drums are just so crazy.
Jay, Stacey, you brought up Brownstone.
Cut off sweatshirt right now.
You brought up Brownstone, Stacey.
Brownstone.
What about them?
Singing ass women. Brownstone is three women that sound like a whole church choir.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, they did. They had some powerful voices.
TV be like, wait a minute, it's only three of them? Because like, it's not like the Mississippi Mass Choir is up there, but no, it's just the two of them. So it's, I don't know what the hell happened. Because then they switch a girl out.
Oh, no, they had a whole bunch of internal beef, man. They was beefing hard, man.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened to them. They only had two albums or three albums?
Three. But so they kept switching out girls. So, like, the light-skinned cute one, little short one, she, like, played like she had mono and then come to some shows because she was getting into it with the main girl, the one that was on Divas.
Okay. One of them was on Martin. She was on the episode of
that's
Martin,
the, that's too. The same yeah. one. That's the same one, yep. Okay. And then they was getting into it. She left the group. Then they brought the other girl in. And then it was just, you know, just internal turmoil, man. You know, I think that girl Nikki got some issues. Potentially. I mean, that's what it seemed like. Everybody beef with her. Kind of how Drew Hill's right now, where it's just Cisco and two niggas from Playa.
Hey, and I saw for the 112 Jagged Edge. I didn't know the other two dudes from 112 was gone because I just saw.
Oh, they steady beefing.
When I saw two other niggas in the middle, I was like, "Who is this dude?"
I thought that was Slim. Wait a minute, hold on. I saw that picture, and I'm like, wait a minute, Slim looking chubby. Who is that?
Wait a minute. It's just the two original ones on the outside, and the two in the inside are new dudes with the box. One of them got, like, a box, and the other one got, like, dreads or something.
Yeah, no, this is the thing. They've been beefing for about over 10 or 15 years.
I'm yeah, them niggas 56 damn, now.
Yeah.
And they ain't 112. It's half of them niggas.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, Q. That's the other dark skin because it's basically light skin against the dark skin.
Yeah, Q. Which one took the name though? Who took the name? I think it was Deron.
I think it's Deron and Slim. No, is it Deron and Q?
Or is, it might be Deron and Q. It might
it's
be
Deron and Q, and then it's Mike and Slim.
Slim.
Yeah. I don't know. I know Slim's name. And I can point him out in the lineup.
And Q too, though. I think you can say Q. If you would know Q, I think too.
Yeah. Did you ever listen to 112?
Oh, I loved 112. I bought their last album.
Yeah.
But that's like they always say that Q, Mike, Slim, Duran.
Like, don't give a damn. I was not. I didn't care about none. Nigga, just sing the song. I didn't really care about nobody's names. Like, so I knew Slim's name, and that's it. And plus, I didn't think any of them was really cute either. So it was definitely not in my best interest.
And we
know Slim because he signed Lee so much. I wasn't going to be hopping in nobody's DMs or sending fan mail to nobody in 112.
Then we know Slim because he signed Lee on damn near every song.
that was the genius of Puff.
Right, and he was tall and lanky. So, like, it just kind of made sense. Just kind of worked out for him. That's what his name was. I was not, like I said, I listened to the songs, don't know nobody's damn name. And I'm better for it.
Maybe get him.
Oh, Q can sing though too. Q can sing too. I know that.
I'm saying like the other three. Slim is the worst singer, but he's the lead singer.
Yeah.
Because of his delivery.
That whining that high
stands out. So you know what I'm saying? Everybody else, they good, but it don't stand out enough.
Like that young yodel. Yeah. You gotta throw that yodel in there.
It sounds like he got through puberty and everybody else grown already.
Mike, think about them niggas sitting here. Niggas have some grown voices. So I think that's like the genius of groups. Mm. You think about all of the groups, the one with the better delivery is the standout, not necessarily the most talented. You think about Bun B and Pimp C. Pimp C is the standout, but Bun B's the more lyrical one. A-Ball is the standout. MJG is more lyrical. Like, the groups are always made up like that because it's about delivery.
Kind of like with Total, they usually had Pam singing.
Hey.
Pam singing the most.
Yeah. But is she the best one? Shit, I don't know. Yeah, that's how them groups work, man. It's like, shit. It's
Total, what about Total for the 90s?
Are they underrated?
I don't think they're underrated.
I don't think they'll be underrated. I don't know.
Are they underrated?
Are they right where they should be?
I think they're right where they should.
Where they're supposed to be.
I think they're right mid-tier.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, for what they produced, I think they are where they are supposed to be. They definitely get a mention. I mean, hell, they was real puffy. Puffy is poison. And what can you do? That's it. I mean, I think, who the ones married Omar Epps?
Keisha.
Omar Epps. I saw Pam last year randomly at this, I had a coworker invited me to like this Christian women's conference thing.
Yeah, she's very heavy Christian now.
Yeah, so, and she just randomly was there. It wasn't even a big conference. Like, it was a small little thing, and she was there and got up and was giving her testimony. And I was like, is that Pam?
Like, girl, man, if she don't do that little hop.
Man. it's more crazier, though. So, the Symphonique, the girl Symphonique Brown? Mm-hmm. That married the dude that used to be Pretty Ricky before they blew up. That's her ex-husband.
That's her ex.
Oh.
So when people was like, why Pam saying something? And that's what I was telling people. I'm like, look, I just saw this woman at this conference. She ain't on no fuck shit. I'm like, if she's saying that, I'm like, I said, and again, I mean, I haven't spent time with the woman, like quality time. But based on what I saw from her that day, if she was willing to step up and say, this young lady is making a mistake, she should not be with it, it's not a good idea. That was genuine. It wasn't no hate in her heart. It was looking out and being like, hey, this is not a good look for you. You don't do this. Don't be with him. So it's crazy that's who she ended up with. Like, it's, the world is so, as big as the world is, as small as hell. People just end up, how the hell did they end up together? Like, it's just, it's insane.
And then Keisha, then what? Andrew wrote a whole half of a song about Keisha on the Love Below.
Right.
Oh, really?
That was his girlfriend. Was Keisha? That was the one that made him go crazy. That he claims that's the one that made him start going crazy. Was Keisha?
Oh, damn! I didn't know that.
I thought it was Erica, huh?
But it was Erica. No, he saw somebody.
Go back and listen to that last song, Untitled, on the Love Below, where he's rapping. He's talking about Keisha.
Oh, wow.
That's Keisha. He's like, I was with this girlfriend, this R&B group you might know. And he talks about Keisha.
Okay. I never really put it together, though.
It's Keisha from Total he talking about.
When you just let Three Stacks rhyme, you just like to listen to the story.
No, listen to the beginning of that story. And because he end up going, like, celibate, all kind of crazy. That's when he started going crazy on ATLs, because of Keisha.
Damn.
And she left him to go get with Omar Epps.
Wow. Damn.
And then Omar Epps left her and got with Shania Lathan, and then got back with Keisha.
Wow.
I think it was in too deep.
And now, and we still ain't got an Andre Three Stacks solo out.
Still.
A little below, yeah, I guess.
Like, yeah, all man, this time, everybody been blaming Erica.
No, it's Keisha from Total.
They've been blaming Erica all these years.
It's Keisha. He said himself on the song, so I don't even know why. A lot of people, if you listen, you'd be like, dude, he says it on there.
Wow. I never knew. I never knew.
Yeah.
I always get excited when I talk to y'all.
That has been.
And he says it in interviews. If you go back and start Googling it after you figure out the trail, he talks about, yo, I'm celibate right now because this relationship I was in that I just left with somebody that was in this popular group. He never says her name, though. But if you put it together, it's Keisha from Total.
Damn, wow. Keish. You gotta stay away from these girls.
Dude was celibate for a year because of her.
I don't want to have that kind of box that makes a man. Done, he don't want no more box from anybody.
Mm-hmm. So I guess Erykah Badu got him after and just healed him.
Yeah, he was already Badu going was crazy. The healer. That's the thing, though. He wasn't going crazy. He was already kind of expressing his creativity. You know what?
Was Erykah before that?
No.
I would say after.
Keisha was with him right after, during Southern Playlistic.
Yeah. Because Erica was with him after ATLians. Like, right.
During ATLians. Like right when ATLians was.
Yeah,
was
Badu out, is.
Okay, but I'm tripping.
Yeah, because she was, just, was what, 90?
Story
97, 96.
96. Like 96, 97, because she was pregnant with Seven in Other Side of the Game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, question. So, basically, he just told the story later.
He told the story about his whole love life. And that last song, he's talking about his whole love life.
Okay. All right. I got it.
He's talking about, he's like, then he said, I went to this woman, her name, Erica, on and on, Badu. He's talking about Keisha, everything before that.
Yeah. Yeah, now that you said, I'm kind of going back to the song because I'm a Three Stacks fan, yeah. But I remember him saying he was with a chick in an R&B group. I just never put it together. I'm just letting him say it like, he met a gypsy that night.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's some other weird couples that I ended that I may not know about? I never knew about this shit.
Shit, I didn't know until I saw a song that Play was married to the chick that played Lisa McDowell. They were married in real life.
Yeah.
I think I found it out on there too.
Yeah, I didn't know that. They were married for like maybe like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, they got a shorty and everything.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm finna do this. I don't know. I think when I saw Heavy D's documentary, his baby mama. His it's not a crazy thing, but his baby mama is a chef. She's actually a famous chef. I'd seen her on Top Chef, and when I saw the Heavy D Unsung, and then I saw her talk, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm like, I know her from somewhere. I'm like, I'm not crazy. And it's like, but even during that, she doesn't talk about being a chef or anything like that, right? She just talks about their relationship and them having a child. And I'm like, okay, I'm not nuts. When I went and looked her up, I'm like, damn. And even on Top Chef, she never mentioned that's who the father of her child was, right? And it's one of those, you kind of appreciate that. It's like, not necessarily that it was shade, but that's not, I don't want y'all to know me.
Know me as baby mama.
Right, I'm like, I know me for my food and not that. But yeah, she was dope on Top Chef. I think she was, I want to say she made it to the finals.
Wow. So right, we were talking about hip hop producers that, produced shit that we didn't know of. I didn't know Heavy was a producer, and he smoked Guns N' Roses, man. That's one of my favorite Jay-Z songs. That'd be crazy as shit, man.
Yeah.
That
fucked
me up. Heavy was like, what kind of nigga is Jay-Z? Let me get Heavy D to do the beat. Let me call Lenny Kravitz.
Let me get Lenny Kravitz.
like, bro, what the fuck is you on?
What he's saying, it's a Heavy D production, you bastards.
I was like, really?
Hey, Heavy D, I ain't gonna lie, Heavy D was one of my favorite rappers. Like,
yeah, Heavy was
because he was like one of them dudes you could play around your mom and your grandma because he didn't.
I was just about to say that was one of the few rap albums, if not the only, that I was able to have as a kid.
You know what?
You know, I told you, grandma used to run out to benches and bring me back stuff, but I definitely had Heavy D and the Boys.
Heavy D
and
the Boys.
Which is why. So the song "Girls They Love Me," I know the words to that.
Oh man!
Because grandma bought me that tape, and I was able to play it around her.
Hey,
his reggae album was pretty dope too, though. His reggae album was dope too.
Hey, I remember his
what reggae. What a Van Hem is that nigga, man? Like,
hey, What a Van Hem was dope.
he was fly. He's a big nigga that was quick on his feet.
When it comes to the big dudes, he to me, in my opinion, he was flyer than Biggie, man.
Absolutely, because
he could dance and he was just everybody loved him.
He had more personality. Yeah, absolutely.
Way more
personality. Boy, love him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll never debate that. Like,
what about Big Daddy? That was my shit. Man, come on, that was off Waterbed Hair, but you can't be my.
Yeah, that was the main single.
Heavy had a lot of hits, and
he don't get talked about enough.
He does not. That's somebody that's underrated. And I think what he was able to do, I think is something that's not talked about nearly enough.
Yeah, he may be one of the most, probably top 10 or maybe top 5 underrated rappers of all time.
Might be. He, I don't know, was y'all vibing when he switched genres and started doing the reggae shit or the whatever?
Did he switch genres or did he just go back to his roots?
Oh, yeah, he is Jamaican.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying we weren't used to it, but did y'all really fuck with it? I heard a couple that I liked.
I just remember the video that had Nia Long in it. I just watched it for Nia.
I don't remember it enough for me to have an opinion on it. I can't say I felt a certain way about it or not. I don't really remember. Last thing I remember when he was, what's my song? Nothing But Love with Talent in it. And
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker. Said, Naxima Girl.
I always said, man, Cadillac owes Heavy D a check from Is It Good to You? I always say, big like a truck, satisfying like a caddy. And then, 8 years later, the Escalade comes out.
Had it not been for that line, there would not have been an Escalade.
Thank Heavy D for the Escalade. You got to thank Heavy D for the Escalade.
Got it. Got it.
who we gonna get credit for the Bentley truck? Everybody's rapping about them before it came out.
But the first, what was it? Puff? Was Puff the only person I would rap? I don't know. I don't be on them luxury cars like that, though. But I'm gonna just say Puff or Jay. I don't know. There was a rapper that said something about the Bentley truck.
I don't know.
You know what? Who got the most famous line? It's 2 Chainz. When they gonna make that Bentley truck? That's the most famous line.
Yeah, I know nothing about cars. All I know is that next year when I graduate, I'm getting my Jeep and I'm putting Breed on the front. That's all I know.
Man.
Wrangler time. Getting my baby.
It's coming back.
I'm getting banned.
Hey, you know what? I like Wranglers.
The Suzuki so bad when I was younger.
Come on.
Oh my God. I wanted one so bad. My grandmother's friend had a daughter that had one, and her name was Lulu. Lulu had a Suzuki Sidekick, and I was like, man, when I turned 16.
I'm getting one.
I like them. I like the Commanders. I like, the Wranglers. I like the old Cherokee. But they called them Wagoneers. They had the
Wagoneers
on the outside. That's my dream truck. I want to get one. So, like, that is on the
bucket. That's that Great Outdoors truck. That's the truck from Great Outdoors.
Hey, nigga, I want to get it. And I'm going to tell you another dream car of mine I never got. The Master P Impala. Burnt orange, though.
Burnt orange.
Is that the
97?
Is that the 97?
96.
Mm-hmm. I always wanted the 300 ZX like Bobby Brown had on Thin Line.
I want my Wrangler, and I still want an 85 Chevy Caprice Classic.
Oh, the box Chevy.
That's it. I am old school. I love big body Chevys or old school cars like that. When I was younger, every dude, and I had this conversation with my best friend the other day, every nigga that I talked to drove an old school. Like, that's how you pulled me. You had to have an old school. One of my exes had a Delta 88. Another dude we talked to had an old school. I learned how to drive in a deuce and a four.
Damn.
Like, that's how I learned how to
drive. You got to change the gears on the side of the
man, when you try to, that wheel just kept going. But that's how I learned how to drive. So, like, I love cars like that. So, an 85... Chevy Caprice Classic with the box Chevy.
One thing I miss about like old cars, like I miss pull-out radios.
I had to remove the face, the
detachable face.
That's funny.
All drug dealers in my hood get out the car.
Look like they're carrying around lunch boxes.
I had like semi beats one time, nigga. I was too cheap to really go all out.
I had
2 10s, nigga. They was like,
no, my good 6x9s was good enough.
I just had 6x9s.
I think I want to get some new 6x's or whatever they got in the back of, you know, in my car now, like just for a better sound, just period. I think I want to do that.
I noticed all of us have on black. Are we also in mourning from Saturday's loss?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all right, let's go ahead. Let's get
somebody had to say it.
Hit the lights, Jay.
I'm upset at people that are still trying to give Nelly the win for this. I know we love Nelly at the crib.
Man. People have tried to read you the numbers.
Hey, listen, it wasn't as bad as some people made it seem, but it was bad. Like, his song selection was bad in addition to the fucking Wi-Fi tripping. Like,
he kept all them New York songs.
He kept all that shit. Like, bro, and his counters. Like, why you play Nasty Girl? Why did you play
Jaheim
against that? You know what I mean? It's just like, they were good songs, but yeah.
We have to stop trying to impress the East Coast. Mm. Write that down.
And you know what's fucked up? 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, he was talking about that's why the East Coast went up.
He wanted the smoke.
because remember, he was a man about ASAP talking about he was like, I'm sick of you New York niggas. Y'all think y'all do everything. Blah, 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 blah. He should have kept that same energy.
We have got to stop trying to impress the East Coast. And then it's like, fine, if you want to play the Rock Mic remix, go ahead, right? Cool. At least it's a dope beat. But like I said, if you want to play that, that's fine. But what the fuck was everything else? Yeah. Like, the rain snow, sleet, and it, like people like, oh, well, they sent him a tech kit and everything. I don't care what they sent him. I don't care if he was at Timbaland's house. That doesn't change your song selection.
Yeah.
Period. And it's like you sitting here playing what I don't even know who you thought the fan base was that was watching. But I tell but the people who made you go diamond. Ain't the people that was watching this fucking live.
Nah, not at all.
No, it wasn't even that. He was playing some other shit. Like, he thought he was getting off that Pharrell song. He thought he was spitting. I'm like, don't play.
You was and stood up after every song like he dropped the Big Joker. Every time he played a song. Like he'd be like, okay, I'm going to play some stadium shit now.
And also, I was waiting on Batter Up.
And then, and like, we just knew he was going to play Batter Up. Nope.
But I mean, like, even that, he shouldn't have said that before that song, but that song was still not a bad one. I'm talking about the other four. Like, it was like ones we never heard. Like,
yeah, he played the one with Puff. I never heard it before.
For real, yeah. That was some bullshit. She never played Nasty Girl, that remix with Jagged Edge. It was some bullshit. Yeah, like, it was like four songs like that could have made this kind of
West Coast. The only one he matched up good was when he played Where the Party At against Ye.
And
when he played Tip Drill against Petty Pop.
Yeah, yeah. And then when he played Country Grammar. Exactly. So, like, he had them against West Coast Fantasy. Like,
we knew those was going to happen. We knew those were going to happen. Like, but other than that, and it's
he didn't
like,
play Loving Me.
He didn't play like, number one.
Like, he didn't play number one.
He didn't play number one. You in a battle and they playing a song that tells everybody that your ass is number one. The fuck happening around
and
here?
And it's way better than Luda's number one spot in my opinion. Like, come on, bro. He didn't play. So, like, I think he was playing for a counter. He probably had in his bag to respond to Luda, but he should have played it first when he went first on that second half.
Bullshit.
It's just bad placement.
Bullshit.
It's like he had the hand. He didn't know how to play.
Bullshit is what it was. He had all spades in his hand and was just sitting there throwing out random shit. He could have ran a Boston on the table.
I'm telling you, these artists get caught up into how they felt or what was going on with them when these songs came out.
They don't understand what it means for the people.
Like, I remember when I recorded this, we kicked it. This one I met Ashanti is when I recorded this one. That's when I hit it for the first time. You know, it'd be like,
oh. And he played that song. Why did you even play that song with Ashanti? Like, nigga, first of all, you hate Ashanti. Nigga, you cut your daddy off because he spoke to her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, why you gonna play that, bro?
I forgot about that. I remember that too.
Won't even say the girl name for real, and you playing the shit. It's like it was sad. It was upsetting me and my homegirls. It was sad. Just sad.
I was disappointed.
It was just why. And again, we knew that Luda was gonna start breaking out features. We knew Luda could run away with the whole damn thing.
That's the only way he can win. But if Luda's gonna play his features,
that's fine. You need to play your shit.
Yeah, play your bangers.
Like, that's it. No matter what, don't go into your feature bag because yours ain't as strong as Luda's is, and that's okay.
But you know what? But he got a couple that he should have played. He should have played Get Loose. Like, come on, man. I think he should have played that motherfucker.
I think he should have went to his lunatic bag. I think he should have played some stuff from the lunatic.
Come on, man. Midwest Swain.
Come on, man. He could have played the city. He could have played the city. That nigga Luda played Saturday. Get the fuck out of here. I went against Saturday, though. I went with Ride With Me.
I hate that song, Saturday.
I'd rather listen to Ride With Me than Saturday.
Oh, by far.
Like, so,
I don't like Ride With Me.
He got a few rounds, but he could, like, if he had played the right songs with the other ones, it could have been a fucking draw, or he could have edged them.
If y'all notice, Ludacris had somebody else playing his songs for him, like got a playlist on the side for him. He had somebody else make his playlist for him, which we had been talking about before previously, that somebody's going to do your playlist for you. He didn't know his plays. Like, hey, what I got next? Yeah. Yes.
That guy was his DJ.
Right, so he wasn't even choosing them.
But listen, let me tell you the crazy part. If I'm not mistaken, I'm probably 98% sure. Like I told you, Nelly's Wi-Fi was working prior to. He was on live, and Trife was in the fucking room and left. That's his DJ. Why not use yours?
yours.
Well, like, I have some other I have some other thoughts about that. I have to say offline, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
I'll just say this is I don't care who Luda had with him. It doesn't matter. Like, at the end of the day, your song list was trash.
Flat out.
And whether Luda played it or his DJ played it or whoever, or Lil Jon played it for him, it doesn't matter. So
take that.
That's it.
Like, ride it back. And it was bad. But you know, man, but like, well, I guess it, man, St. Louis people joan anyway. Cause I'm like, man, they ain't had to just kill the nigga while everybody else was killing them. You know what I mean? So,
Hey, but the funny thing is, I knew Big Ali was coming to the rescue.
Oh, man.
So, hold on. No. Some people understand. Previously, he already went off on Ludacris.
Yeah.
We didn't discuss that last week because I kind of want to leave that out. That was kind of in the family. That was in within the city.
Yeah, that was
So what did he do after this? What did he do after
the swag? Huh?
Yeah, but what did he do after? Did he do something afterwards?
Yeah.
Well, I guess because everybody was driving nearly. You know, he's on all the memes. Right. You know, they didn't hit him with the Teddy Riley. You know, they didn't put him on all the memes. And I guess he just came out. You know, I don't know exactly what he said, but, you know, he just got to defend Nelly. You got to go hard for Nelly.
He also said Nelly left some cards on the table. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, Nelly playing nice. He should have dropped this. And the songs that he played, Batter Up, Loving Me, fucking over and over again, the shit that Nelly should have played, that he feels the same way. But he came back talking about Luda because Luda said, oh yeah, man, it's all love for you, man. Send some love to Ali. That brother needs some love because of the shit Ali did before. Yeah.
Oh, so he saw it. So Luda saw it.
He tagged him. Yeah, he tagged him on Instagram.
Oh, he tagged him on it.
Yeah, it was last week.
And so that nigga was like, yeah, I heard that nigga Luda with his talking about sense of love. Nigga, fuck you and your love, nigga. We gonna see each other. That's what that nigga said.
There's always something with Ali, man. Every year, every 314 day, every time a new rapper come from St. Louis, that dude just come out of nowhere like, hey, you know Nelly was here.
I love Ali. I low-key have a crush on him. And then when him and I also have, and Big Gip is my ugly boyfriend. So
that's the dude you got to find with when your original date canceled on you.
Exactly it. Like, yeah, Gip is my ugly crush. So when the two of them joined forces together, I was just, it was a good time for me.
Was you hard in the paint? Like, is you fucking with him?
I downloaded Microsoft Paint, but I didn't know how to go hard in it.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been listening to that Lunatics album hard ever since all this battle talk, man.
Hey.
It just took me back to the summer of 2001.
Bro, when I listen to that stuff, the singles are great, but the music aged horrible. I'm gonna be honest. It's cringe.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
But I mean,
you have to be a St. Louis person to appreciate that album because it's really
good. That's strictly a St. Louis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the singles, they stand the test of time. But the album stuff, except for, like, I think Loving Me, what the fuck am I talking about? Nellyville may have been better, lasted longer in terms of the entire album than Country Grammar and Free City.
They had bigger singles on Nellyville, was it? With Hiding Here, Dilemma.
I don't think they were bigger because the first one went diamond, you know. But I just think cohesively the album sounded better. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm
trying. I still think Country Grammar sounded better, but I just think I don't know. Nellyville was still a great album. It's probably like maybe three songs on there that I probably don't listen to.
Yeah, but I just think like the production got better and lasted longer. You feel what I'm saying? Because it was a lot of like. Once you heard the shit back in the day, you're like, that's hard. Some niggas from St. Louis make some noise. But when I listen back, I'd be like,
that's because, I mean, because that album was produced, what, 2-3 years before it came out? That Nelly had that shit?
Yeah, it was like 98.
Yes.
Yep. Here's a question. Was Nelly and Luda versus Luda a good matchup?
It could have been.
I think
Nelly and Ja should have went.
Ja Rule?
Nah, we only want to see Ja Rule versus 50. That's the only battle we want to see.
That Nelly
is just insane. That is just, that's a homegrown, that's a hearty beef is what that is. Hearty.
Or what, like, Nelly versus T.I.?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Like, I don't know. Like, is there, was there somebody else that could, that it could have happened with? So just like, we know that Jagged Edge is going to go against 112. That makes sense. Or the game of, or LL versus who, right? Like, you have to play that game of who can battle somebody. And if it wasn't, if Nelly didn't go against Luda, then who would it have been?
Would it have been better if he went against Twista?
Yeah, probably Ja.
What about him versus Twista?
Twista, I don't know.
Make it a Midwest thing.
A Midwest, yeah.
I don't know. Is Twista too underground?
I think so.
For that?
Yeah, I mean.
What about Busta Rhymes?
Yeah. Isn't Busta supposed to be going against somebody? Or were they talking about that?
I think he want to go against somebody, but I think they.
He's on Eminem or something like that. Eminem or DMX.
I thought they said Eminem want to go against DMX or something. Yeah. DMX on Eminem, but don't nobody want to hear Eminem music, man. In the battle.
Yeah, that's the one. I don't know if I want to see that battle, but I did hear DMX one.
Eminem.
Yeah,
they probably just want to be like on a URL stage or something. I don't think they want to just go music.
They want to literally rap battle.
Like, I mean, I don't know the answer to this question. Does Eminem get played in the club? I don't know.
No. Except for Bitch Please.
Bitch Please.
Lean Back Remix.
Yeah, Lean Back Remix. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, anything from Chronic 2001? No, nowadays everybody, you ain't gonna hear that in the club.
No.
Yeah, ain't nobody checking for M's music.
Right,
man.
So not in that way. So it's gonna be a bunch of, let me say this, there's gonna be a lot of hardcore Caucasian fans on both sides.
DMX, they're gonna be
hip hop purist.
Hey, you're gonna see all the Junko jeans.
Oh man. Bruh, you ain't never seen. So they'll enjoy that battle. I don't think the world cares enough. I mean, I think people will tune into it, but the DMX has bangers. Even if he doesn't get into the more serious stuff, he has bangers that get played in the club. He can play Rough Riders Anthem. What the hell Eminem gonna play next to that?
Yeah, he could play what's that one? Lose My Party Up.
I mean, Party Up is a white
make me lose my mind.
It's Party Up.
Yeah, I was like, he could play that. Eminem still wouldn't have none.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like with the stuff that DMX could just play that just gets the crowd going along, the crowd favorites. Yeah. Like, Eminem may have songs that are crowd favorites, but the energy levels are going to be so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're both depressing and they're both aggressive. So I think some people think that may be a good matchup.
No. I wasn't not liking it.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree at all. I think that it's not going to be a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, I don't think it's highly anticipated.
Right. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Again, they have a fan base that will definitely enjoy it, but it's not going to be anybody going to stop what they're doing on Saturday night.
Yeah,
not at all.
I think I'm going to stop for that 112 Jagged Edge, though.
Okay, well, then, good segue.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop for that one. I fuck with both of them, and I always have this argument, and I always say 112. Like, Jagged Edge, culturally, but, like, really, 112, I mean, they're just better singers. Yeah, I just think they're better.
I mean, I don't think Jagged Edge is a classic album. 112 has a classic album, though.
J.E. Heartbreak.
It's the closest thing to one, if not.
Okay. I mean,
That's their best album.
Yeah, there you are, Break.
But it's not messing with the first 112 album.
112 got some burners, man.
What? That second 112 was dope, too.
Hey, let me tell you, their last album was nice.
It was.
2018.
My favorite 112 is the third one, the one with Peaches and Cream.
Oh, that's the one I hated the most.
That's the one I like. That's the one I like the most.
Actually, no. I ain't like, what was the one that had, where they tried to be thuggish on the album cover, the fourth album, that came out like around 2005, 2006?
Oh, with all the black.
And the purple background, the black and purple background. They got Ja Rule on the album.
I know. I don't even remember. I know what you're talking about, though.
You're talking about 112. They got fucking what? Room 112, part one, part two, part three. I don't know which one it is. Then they had the one with Peaches and Cream.
That was the
part three.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anywhere was on the second album. Shout out to Lil Zane, to the best Lil Zane verse he ever seen. On that Anywhere.
On Twitter.
It's Pleasure and Pain. The album's Pleasure and Pain I'm talking about. It's
Pleasure and Pain.
Yeah.
This dude on Twitter who consistently talks about Lil Zane. And it's to the point of, I don't know if he's being funny or if he's dead ass serious. Like, that's how real it is at this point. It's like, are you for real? Like, he's like, man, they ain't ready for Lil Zane. I'm like, what are you, like,
somebody
man,
said
point, that? Like,
are you, huh? Somebody said that for real?
Somebody says it all the time.
Hey, like, this, I know, I can't remember who it was, but I like, there's somebody that I ran across in my lifetime, and I'm really upset that I can't remember who it is, because I low key, now that I think about it, I should have swung on them. They said they like Genuine. I mean, Stacey, you out of this. I'm gonna talk to the fellas. They like Genuine's Dove Cry better than Prince. Like, nigga, who the fuck says that?
What?
Real life. I know Stacey don't really talk with Prince, so that's why I say she got it.
Well, no. So, regardless of how I feel about Prince, I don't think that's true. I don't think I'm not an idiot. I'm like, I'm just not a Prince fan, but I don't think that's true. I don't think that's right. That's just...
You know what I'm saying? Because...
I'm sitting here looking at what's on the first album.
No, Cupid. 112. And Only that You.
112 first I forgot album. About the song Come See Me. I forgot all about that.
And the remix with Mr. Cheeks on it, too?
Mr. Cheeks is my guy.
That's my other ugly boyfriend before I met Big Gip. So...
I take that back. The worst 112 album is the Hot and What album. I'm looking up.
Is that the one? That's the one with Peaches and Cream.
No, that's not. It's got Hot and What.
That's the one. What's that song? Papa coming home. Did he give me that?
That was my shit.
Hey, is that you all?
That's on Pain and Pleasure. That's on Pain and Pleasure.
Damn,
I don't know what the hell any of this is. I don't know any of these songs.
Yeah, I just remember You Already. That was like 06.
You already know. I know that song. So that's
You Already Know is on Pain and Pleasure.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Look at the cover for Hot and Wet. I'm going to put the link in the chat.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
That song, they had that video, and they like in Jamaica on some motorcycles.
I don't remember none of the songs on here. I see it got 2 stars from the Rolling Stone, though.
Damn.
What the hell? Okay, so what app is it on? Room 112?
Which one song are you talking about, Stace?
What song are you talking about?
The what's the song? The one with Lil Zane.
That's on the second album.
That's on the second. We're talking about Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah, damn.
Hey, man, on the low low.
That's the second album. That's on Room 112.
Yeah, that was the second one.
So with Anywhere, I remember that GIF, and this is before we knew it was a damn GIF. I remember I had that clip, and it was on my Black Planet page.
What was the GIF of?
I did like a shower scene. Of them him and the old girl in the shower.
Was it Slim in the shower, or?
One of them, it was a nigga and a girl.
I don't know.
Stacey don't know who's in 112.
I don't know what the man name. It was the man that was in the thing with the girl.
Stacey just know Slim and the rest of them.
It didn't sound like my grandma. You know, the boy that was on the thing with the people. He was in the group with the other boys.
You know, Brenda's
you know. You know who it was. It was the boy.
The boy.
Mind you, wait a minute. Sorry, side note. That's how my grandmother told me. She called to tell me that JMS and Jay passed away.
Really? Yeah.
She saw it on the news. So she called me.
She knew it was rap and you knew about it.
She called and she was like, "You hear about the boy?" "No. What boy? What are you talking about?" "The boy, they done killed the boy." "All right, let me sit down. What boy was killed?" "The boy, he was in the studio and they killed him." And so I know what she's talking about, but I can't let him know that. So I'm like, "What boy?" And she was like, "It was the boy. He was a rapper. He used to rap." And my grandpa was in the background. "He was the first rapper." He was the first rapper.
Man.
"He was the first rapper and he was in the studio and they killed him. Did you know him? You know who he is?" And I was like, "I think I do." "Uh-huh, that's what they said on it on the news. They said he was the first rapper and he was in there and then he died." And I said, "Okay, well."
What do y'all think about people alluding to 50 having something?
Hey, because I was just going to say, a month later, Wankster came out.
Well, no, weren't people saying, I mean, that was his boy. JMS was his boy. They were saying, I thought it was that Supreme McGriff had something to do with it. And at 50, it was because of the 50 beef with Supreme. Not necessarily that 50 has something to do with that, but that it was a 50. I thought Supreme is the one that killed Jam Master Jay.
I never knew about the 50 Cent Jam Master Jay drama, honestly.
Yeah, no, they were boys. They were people. I think the thing
comes from... Yeah, he was signed to him.
Yeah, it comes from the Supreme McGriff, I believe. It's Supreme McGriff that people think had them kill Jam Master Jay, have met Jam Master Jay killed.
What? I'm trying to think, where did I just maybe it was on Hip Hop Revolution, maybe that's where I saw it. I feel like I've just recently watched something talking about this. It might have been on Hip Hop Evolution on the Netflix.
Maybe on the Flix.
I think it was on the Netflix. So, like, but no, as he's talking about it, I'm like, wait a minute, where did I just hear this story? Like, I know I've just recently heard that. Well, I mean, past couple of months. So maybe I do like 112 more than I think I do. Maybe I don't like them after the third album, though.
Yeah, you just like them through your high school years.
I think that's it. I think by part three, I think maybe third album, then after that, it just was over with. Maybe that's when everybody stopped caring altogether.
Yeah, my shit is.
I'm a player.
Yeah.
That's my shit right there.
What is this? Numbers in your body.
Oh, that shit. Who got it off the ground?
That's what I'm saying. 112 can sing, man. Them cats can sing.
Hey, 112? I'm just more of a Jagged Edge fan, this is going to be an exciting battle, though. I ain't going to even lie. I'm kind of hype about this
Jagged
battle.
Edge play Gotta Be. I'm going to be on the floor crying. I've loved that song since day one.
That's me and my wife's song.
Walked Out of Heaven. I mean, if they play Let's Get Married, that's the same fucking song. That's why I said I hate Walked Out of Heaven.
A Promise.
Oh, Promise. Jagged Edge got some shit. That was off...
They do.
That was off...
Heartbreak.
Yeah, Gotta Be is my
heartbreak.
Hey, my joint was Keys to the Range.
Off the N2D. Yeah. Keys
to the Range.
Hey. I mean, they don't have a lot of fast song up to
they don't.
Songs,
they don't.
They got Where the Party At, though. And what the fuck?
Where the Party At? It's Where the Party At, and then
Keys to the Range.
Mary Remix. That's it.
They only got
three fast songs. They do have a song with Biggie. They're trying to do something. They do have a song with Biggie, though. They do have a song with Biggie.
Oh, yeah. They got, but, you know, what's called, you know, I thought I told, that's Only You, that's, oh, no, we don't, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about Jay, I'm thinking about 112, but we're talking about Jack Edge, I'm sorry. They got a song with Biggie? Oh, we talking about Nasty Girl?
No, I'm talking about 112, but Only You. I'm talking about 112, but Only You.
112.
Yeah, but no, we were saying how Jagged Edge don't have a lot of up-tempo songs.
Yeah, they got Nasty Girl, though, but that's on the Biggie duets.
You know what my shit was on there, Scott? That, trying to do some. Is it really enough for you to take a cab or a bus? Them niggas was like twisted.
That's
on
what I'm saying. That's what I say. I think I'm gonna say any heartbreak. J. E. Heartbreak is a classic.
Yeah, it might be.
I like that. Gotta Be both videos.
Oh, True Man was another joint too. True Man was
True
another
Man.
Joint.
You can't have this.
Yeah.
You know what? Out there, it's off the fence. It's a classic.
No, I'm gonna take it back.
The intro even come on hard, man. Can't take another heartbreak. This is the piano
Hey, my nigga, my very first show I did, I stole that intro for my intro to come on stage, nigga. Why didn't you do the things I did, nigga? I'm to my nigga.
That's a hard R&B intros, but they just.
Man, everything. I love intros, man.
As
a matter of fact, I'm
going to
J.U. Heartbreakers. I'm going to miss
you.
We get off.
Going to vibe on, vibe to that tonight.
Yeah, I had something else.
Hey, y'all were saying earlier, LL Cool J is trying to battle people. What y'all think about that?
Yeah. Who does he say he got the
smoke. Who does LL battle?
Smoke.
It's got to be Snoop. Somebody, y'all said in the pre-show, Snoop.
I say Snoop.
Snoop got two. I mean, like LL.
But LL can go back to like 83, 84.
Like,
my radio.
Good.
Yeah, he got Do I Need Love.
I Need Love, Bad.
Or do we go ahead and solve the battle and have LL Cool J go against MC Hammer?
L, get Hammer. After Hammer's few, L boxes his ass. He got motherfucker. I'm gonna love you better.
I'd rather see Hammer against Will Smith. 10 songs.
Oh, no, Will got more than 10.
No, but we said it's Hammer. Hammer might.
Oh, no, Will's got 20 solid. Will's got 20.
I don't think Hammer has
20. I don't think Will got 20 solid.
Yeah, he does.
Go to 80 and stretch out?
Yeah.
He can put the one he dropped.
Well,
What do you think about this joint? He can go against L then.
He could. He can.
But we just said we would be a better matchup.
Well, here's what's funny. That's who actually can do it. It would be LL and Will.
You said they couldn't do it?
I think that's it.
But see, the problem is Will may break the internet, though. He's so big on net.
Yeah, man.
They're going to have to set up 5 different Instagram sites for that because there's so many people that's going to check in to see this.
That's going to YouTube. That's going straight to YouTube.
So, but the flip side of that is Will has a ridiculous fan base, right? Mm-hmm. But how many people follow him for rapping?
I'm going to tell you like this. Not a lot, but Brand New Funk is one of the dopest hip-hop songs of all time.
Yes.
I said this the other day. I said, well, even with the Jordan Lucas thing, everybody's like, oh my God, he spit. I'm like, I think people forget that the nigga really can rap. Really like, can. Don't get it twisted. Like, he can. Like, it's not.
On his son song, Icon Remix, on his son song.
Yeah, people forget that sometimes, I think. And even low-key, I think people forget that about LL. And we know that people had forgotten that. They got so used to the sing-songy, lighthearted stuff that when he did...
LL was a killer.
What's the song that he did against Cannabis?
Oh, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
Return of the Ripper.
Ripper Strikes Back.
Ripper Strikes Back.
Yeah, that's it. Because, Cannabis went at him on 4, 3, 2.
Right. So, and I think
No. Cannabis went at him on 3-2. Third round knockout.
Thank you.
He's saying it started from the 3-2-1
because he was at LL Cool J is like Michael Jordan. He used that reason as a beef. All he said is, "I just want to get that mic off your arm." LL took it as a diss and then dissed it on 4-3-2. Just like
That's what I was making beats out of nothing. When LL went at him, that's when people were like, "Damn, L, and this was like, did y'all forget?
You don't want to make me mad. You want to socialize."
Like y'all think like it's a. I think again, people start doing something different. They don't go as hard. They do like kind of like the softer songs, and you forget this person really can get on the mic and do some shit. So I think same thing with Will is that everybody gets so used to Big Willie style and Miami and stuff like that. Or him just doing movies, you forget that if you give him a microphone, some shit is gonna happen. So I think it would be really interesting to actually see LL versus Will.
Okay.
I think the two of them,
rapper actors, two light skinned niggas, 80s and beyond.
Or if y'all want to keep that, go ahead and just put Cube versus LL.
I'd rather see that than Will, though. I'd rather see Cube and L go at it than Will.
I'd rather see Cube and Scarface.
But Scarface got to get over the corona first.
Damn. But he's keeping his arm fucked up right now.
Yeah, no, that's
what I'm saying. I mean, that's the truth.
It should have been. I hate when people post too much.
Self included.
Like, goddamn, it was like 2 days ago. I'm still scrolling. 1.5 months ago. Shit, when was the... It was like just last week that he said it. That's it.
Yeah.
And the whole damn thing. It's like, shit. I've lost interest in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, man, I'm just scrolling my little heart out.
Cuban LL might be pretty good, though. This has got to be two older artists. I think you can't put them against a younger person, though.
Nah. Cube and L. Because let's just say we know Jay ain't going to sit on Instagram and paddle nobody.
Nigga, he going to have Blue out there with a damn iPhone.
I think Beyonce will do it before he will.
Yes, I think so.
Really? Who? I mean, I don't think nobody could go against Beyonce unless they really get this money. Go against Jay.
Rihanna?
Only Rihanna.
Yeah,
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
They would have to battle it out.
It would have to be Rihanna. Jackson? It was LL versus Ice Cube is what he said.
Oh, wow.
So I said LL versus Ice Cube?
Yep, that's what he said. It was LL versus Ice Cube. He actually had two short versus Snoop.
Okay.
Two songs that people would know though, like that people. I mean, yes, underground was. I'm talking about where you be like, oh yeah, I know that.
Most of them gonna be from the '90s, and then he gonna get into his Lil Jon bag, you know, with the.
That's true, and when he was with an E-40 and them.
Yeah.
So somebody said Short should battle 40. I saw that battle.
I
didn't come up with it, but somebody said it.
A Bay Area battle.
What about UGK versus A-Ball MJG?
Yes, yeah, so he has that UGK versus A-Ball and MJG. Yeah, it was Project Pat versus Yo Gotti. Drake versus Rick Ross.
No.
Who versus Ross?
Ross, Drake. I don't think that's fair to Ross. Ross music is impeccable. He got classics. I don't think
Rick Ross gets the credit that he deserves.
He's the best beat picker in hip hop history.
He has the best ear in the game.
Yes, and him and Fat Joe, he don't get enough.
Fat Joe has extended his career because of his beat selections.
he just knows talent. Fat Joe is a great talent scout. But yeah, Ross and Jay are two of the dopest beat pickers ever. And going on the worst side of the game is y'all boy Nasty Nas, Esco, Nostradamus. He is the absolute worst beat picker, dog. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Nas guy, you know. And then I know Stacey doesn't like Nas or whatever.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
Nas, boring ass shit.
Nas, boy. Nas be reaching. Like, I be like,
y'all are tripping, man.
Don't understand him, it don't mean that he nice.
I'm not talking about that. No. Y'all give Jay-Z all the props for stuff that Nas did before him all the time. Every time Jay-Z do something.
Okay, time out. Some people just do it better. That's the thing. Like,
so you tell me life is good is just as good as the album as 444.
No.
Yes, Nas, it is.
No.
Listen to me. Nas is as dull as dirty dishwater.
Is that the one when he got the wedding dress?
Yes.
That was a good album. That was a good album.
24. Like,
it just bores me.
Yeah, he said
grown man. Everybody's like, man, somebody actually doing some grown man rap. I was like, Nas did it 2 years ago. Life is good.
Nobody cared because it was boring.
Listen, I'm not going to say he invented that, but it was received better.
Like, it's always the messenger, because it's people that are great with great messages. That's why they say, it's a nigga who better than Michael Jordan, but if he can't get in the league, well, you know what I'm saying? It's all about
the game. But Nas, he's in the league, though.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it's all about the game you play.
Yeah, I got you.
He's not in that superstar league, because he plays big beats, and he cannot deliver. Yeah, it's just, Nas, I mean, like, he's East Coast guy. You know what I'm saying? You want to get in that bag. But even at the same time, him being a lyricist, he still be reaching, dog. Like, certain shit that he says. Like, he has his moments where he's deep, he's intellectual, and he's dope with his wordplay. But there are other times when I'm listening to this nigga, I'm like, bro.
Owe me back like you owe your taxes.
That is a classic line, Stacey. How many times do you have to do this?
I will bring it up every week. Every week I'll bring it up.
You shape like banana cake. I mean, you taste like banana cake. You shape like
the number 8, and you my number 1 candidate.
He said on that that Ross and like it was just like I forgot the fucking the Ross and
to my accidental murders.
No, but the nigga was, you know, he was some we blew him the Nerf balls, we threw him, and it was like the way he was just reaching for some shit, and I'm like, bro. This y'all got?
Hey, but speaking of New York rappers, have y'all seen that documentary on Big L? Is that out yet?
No, it's not out yet. It's not out yet.
I'm interested in seeing it because I really have very little knowledge about Big L.
Big L was good. Not too deep into him.
Like, see, I have...
You got to get into that, though, Stacey, because that Big L thing goes all the way through Cameron. It connects all the way to the Cameron Mace beef. It's like literally... The Big L thing goes all the way through, like, the 15 years away.
And that's why I really want to see. And it's not a matter of, it's just, I think by the time I learned of Big L, he was already gone. So okay. I think that's how it went. So like, I know this much. So would really like to see the documentary to just, what don't I know? Like, I mean, really, I mean, it's wide open of what I can learn. But I'm not familiar.
Yeah, because basically Big L got killed because of his brother.
Say that again.
Big L got killed because his brother was a big time dope dealer in Harlem and had beef with some cats. I believe they ran with Cameron and them. I forgot who it is, but then, like, okay, so then it even, like, that beef continues on. The song Jealous Girl is about this other dude from Harlem that's cool with Cameron. That's what originated their beef, them not to be cool no more. Because he was banging this other big time Harlem dude's girl. And he did the song Jealous Girl. And that's the song Jealous Girl on that Mace first album is about Cameron's boy. Then Cameron's boy gets killed and Mace talks about it on a rap song like after that. So it like became like a long thing. And it all starts with Big L.
And then he gonna charge him 40 racks just to do the horse and carriage video.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. So it all starts from Big L's death though. And then like continues on all the way now. So Big L was ill though, man. Ebonics. If you want to look up some songs since they see Ebonics, MVP remix, Graveyard Shift with him and Fat Joe. It's some joints, man. Like
Big L comes out next Friday.
On what platform is it coming on?
It's called Foul Child.
What is this? What are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Foul Child. So it comes out. It's scheduled to premiere on May 29th via Mass Appeal's YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. I'm subscribed to that. And guess who owns Mass Appeal? Nas. Stop it.
Ours.
Premium online boutique Get On Down is now selling 25th anniversary edition of Big L's Lifestyles Over the Poor and Dangerous, which is available now for pre-order. If you're interested.
That album was dope. And it's, what's the other song? Put Me Down was my joint, too. It was him. Sam Spit, Miss Jones, and the dude from I forgot the dude, but it's a video for it and everything. It's right when Big L died, they came out with this song. It's called Holding It Down.
What's the best RIP song?
Ooh.
It's so hard.
It's about rap. It's about rap or R&B too, or rap or R&B.
Both.
We got the Aaliyah.
I think One Sweet Day. One Sweet Day, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk rap then. Yeah. One.
Yeah. I was like, One Sweet Day get you crying now, dog.
nigga, I miss my homies.
And so that song is about to do for CNC Music Factory too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I miss my homies. I put up there.
Gangsta Lean.
I got Richie Rich. Do G's get to go to heaven?
Oh yeah, Richie Rich.
What about It's So Hard with the Big Pun song with Donnell Jones?
Is that a Def song? No, man. I guess.
It came out right after he died.
Yeah, but I mean, are you saying tribute songs? Like, cause like, dang, man.
Okay, so I need your definition of R.I.P. song.
Okay, you know what? When you said that was a video dedicated to
him. Yeah, cause he had just died when that came out.
Yeah, like you can't be doing the song yourself and it's a
right, it's because the background thing, we throw in Aaliyah. I missed it.
The shit that he was rapping about in the song.
I'm like, because if that's the case, you end up putting in Aaliyah, I Miss You. Because that video,
that's why I said Aaliyah.
That came out after she passed, like, that was almost hard to watch at first. Like, just even like the little clips of her, Toni Braxton being sexy in the camera because she thought it was her comeback video. I was like, ma'am, this ain't got shit to do with you at all. You back away.
What's that Ghetto Boy song where they sampled that Commodore? Squareface, Big Mike, and
I know what I'm trying to think. I know the song. Yeah.
Shit, there's a.
It's the Ghetto Boys.
There's a Bun B song. He has KC singing Cry For You.
I remember that, yeah.
Did that to me.
It's not called Cry For You. It might be called Cry For You.
I be missing you.
You're Everything is what it's called.
You're Everything.
And it has,
you talking about with the David Banner on there, 8-Ball MJG. Is it am I missing one person? And is 8-Ball MJG, David Banner, and then
Rick Ross? Let's see.
Is Rick Ross on there?
I'm looking on there now. Yeah, it features Rick Ross, David Banner, 8-Ball MJG.
Okay, yep.
Came out in 2008.
That was a dope song.
I be listening to stuff sometimes. Every once in a while. Yeah, if it was before 2013, you got me. Anything after that?
Timberlake, Dead and Gone.
That's a good one. I ain't gonna front. I do like that one.
But he was rapping by himself. The old me, Dead and Gone. You know,
I thought he was somebody's homeboy. What was the song about his home? One that about his homeboy got killed?
That's a Live in the Sky.
Okay.
That's the one with CeeLo, ain't it?
No, that's with Jamie Foxx.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm sticking with I Miss My Homies.
I Miss
My No Limit.
I probably go.
I'm gonna go one on the fringes too. Lost Boys, Renee.
Ooh.
Well, shit, do you throw in Troy?
Troy's a great that's a top fiver.
I think Troy might be like the.
It's top five.
Right, and like it's definitely top five.
Yeah,
easy. Probably top three.
Probably top three.
I just saw something about Troy.
So tell me,
like today.
I just Stacey, get your notepad. I just got an idea. We need to do since we started opening the floodgates.
I'm not crying on camera again.
No. We need to. A diss song tournament since we opened the doors for rap.
I think we said that yesterday.
We did?
Didn't we?
I'm sorry.
Always intoxicated, drug ass. That's why you don't remember that we talked about it yesterday.
We don't have one set up for next week anyway.
Yeah.
I know, but I wanted to do the one, we don't have to do it next week, but the new Negro Spirituals with Swags.
Okay. Yeah. You do need to do that.
Since y'all talking about this, explain to everybody what y'all do in the group with the battles, the internal battles, like with the Crunk battle last week with Sean Faylon. And so since y'all talking about that, explain that to everybody. Listen.
Scott, you want to take it over?
Oh, okay. We just create our own little battles. We'll put our own group against group. Stacey will put the vote option in the comments and let's let people comment away and vote. And all right. The winners on y'all. Y'all pick the winner.
Right. So rather than it could be an artist versus artist situation. Like last 2 weeks, we've done artist versus artist, but usually it'll be a theme. So we've done top sad chick songs versus sad dude. Or we called it the part-time lover battle.
Part-time lover.
So it was
Who won that one?
Escape, wasn't it?
Escape, My Little Secret. So yeah,
ooh,
but,
wow.
It was the cleanup women versus the maintenance man.
Yes.
And
we've done breakups.
Best breakup song.
Best R&B girl, best R&B guy, best R&B girl group, best R&B guy group.
We did the best baby face. We had baby face all against each other. Teddy Riley, all of his stuff. And then last week we did
duets.
We did Brian McKnight versus Joe.
And
then this week we did, well, yesterday we did Who the Crunkest. So that was Lil Jon versus 3-6 Mafia. So it all just starts with talking like this and being like, we should do this versus that. And then we'll, over the weekend, I'll make a flyer or something, create the event in the group, and we'll sit there and think of, either between me or Scott, we'll sit and create a list. So we're like, okay, are we doing this bracket style where we do like a sweet 16, or are we just gonna do
10 rounds?
Yeah.
We'll do 10 rounds. So we do either way, and then one of us will create a track list, and then we'll go through and match them up. And we're like, okay, this needs to go against that. And then we present it to each other. And we'll be like, all right, this look right, this look good, or switch this out for that and get ready to go on the air and post it up. And now since we figured out how to actually put the poll in the group, because before we had people just commenting and we'd have to count and people would be changing their votes and shit. So now you gotta, I can actually type it in and you do the poll, they can vote on their screen. And move on to the next one. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Definitely get some upsets in there, or you get people like Merv was pissed.
I didn't play that one song, I told you.
I sent you 20 songs. You only played five.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance.
He was really pulling for Big Rich Town too. I'm like, bro,
I didn't know Big Rich Town was that love like that.
Oh man!
I knew when they put Trey Songz on and everybody was mad.
Yeah,
I think that's what did it.
It wasn't a bad song. Just people not used to change or not.
People don't like change. They don't, and unless the change is better.
Well, again, mm-hmm.
Unless the change, if the change is better, but if it's comparable, they're like, nah, they want what they already had. So, but you, I say this, you will. You definitely will see some upsets in these battles. Like you have a song that you just know is gonna take it all, and it does not. I think we've all had our moment, right? I know J.O. had a, what was the song that you thought was, that you was pissed about?
I can't remember, but it was on the sleepers list though.
Stacey was pissed about the Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo on the duet.
We did a duet and Nothing Even Matters, they got that the fuck up out of here, and I was like, what is happening? How dare
right on, right?
they got Donnell Jones out the first round on the breakup.
Yeah.
I sure had him going to the finals.
Right, got him the fuck up out of that. So that's
horrible.
But if I've learned nothing, if we've learned nothing from doing this, is the importance of song selection. That's why we're like, that playlist was trash. Like when we see these battles and we're like, what the hell are y'all playing? If somebody plays something, you got to be able to know what you could possibly counter with. Like, just and go for it. Again, it's a matter, it's not about your personal favorite, because Scott and I will have some sleepers songs that we love that was track number 37 back on the album from 88.
JB, y'all sure y'all want this immature?
And they all be like, y'all was like,
Stacey surprised me though, the one time with the Destiny's Child song.
Which one?
He was like, on the sad chick one, I wanted to play With Me by Destiny's Child. And he was like, that ain't gonna go. And I'm like, have you heard the song? And he was like, that's my point. Don't nobody know that song. I'm like, I'm leaving it in. So whatever.
I thought you were gonna say Killing Time, though. I thought you were gonna do Killing Time.
Mm-mm. Killing Time. With Me. I mean, the whole damn song about With Me is about her being a side chick and kind of getting sassy with the main bro. I'm like, so how can we not put this on the side chick battle?
let's be honest. It's the Freak Hoes beat that guy. It ain't that
Freak Hoes. I mean, the Freak Hoes beat helps. But that's not, but either way though, it's like that's the it's a good song. And
oh, it was
again, I'm song. Not a huge y'all know I'm not a huge Beyonce Destiny Child song, but I know a good song when I hear it.
And it actually was.
I know some songs about side chickery. You know, I haven't always lived a good life. So
everybody up when they were like, ah, I heard this since 98.
Exactly.
I'm voting that.
That's the fun part. Is like again with the sleepers. It's you can't always play a sleeper, like a song that you love, but you got to play something that the crowd is going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing. If I've learned nothing from this, is that just because I like it, everybody else don't fuck with it. Everybody else don't remember it.
Yeah.
People like J.O. too old to remember it.
Yeah, I'll be digging in the crates. And then you remember C.C. Peniston wrote that song?
He said C.C. Peniston.
I think it's got to say some shit like some weird shit like it's common knowledge.
And then my ass to be like, yup.
Yep. But see, that's the thing, but we are R&B heads like that though. So it's like they'll be like, I'll be like, oh yeah, I know you're talking about walk away or something, you know.
It's because like it's very rare that you meet somebody who knows the same songs that you do. Like, I never meet guys who remember the same shit that I do. And Scott remembers the same R&B from that time period that I do. It never.
But then, Stacey, when you met people that don't know Stacey and Scott ain't even Jay, don't you be like, dude, what were you doing with your childhood in the 90s? Like, how did you not know this song?
You like, did you have
what
a radio?
What were you doing?
Dude, I didn't even have these people that had cable. I ain't have cable until I went to college. And I still know this stuff.
I had the box.
That's what I'm talking about.
I had the box.
And y'all guys had BET, MTV.
I meet a lot of guys who don't know a lot of, if it was a really popular R&B song, if it was on the radio, they know it. But for rap, they'll know all of the rap stuff, right? So it's a give and take. I may not meet a lot of guys who know a lot of R&B, but they'll know all of the 90s rap.
See, I know a lot of women that don't know a lot about R&B like they think they do, Stacey, too. Like,
they just listen to radio stuff?
Yep. They don't know. They're like, yo, Donnell Jones album, that Where I Wanna Be album, if a dude put that on, it may be over.
A lot of
she may be mad because a nigga broke up with her playing Where I Want to Be.
Yeah. Oh, I did that 3 times.
It's so many relationships that ended in 98 because of that fuck ass song. That song came out and niggas was like, you know what?
This song has gave me an idea.
You know, man, that nigga spam motherfucker spitting right there. So
he could have started a church after that song, like just for wayward niggas.
It is. I mean, like I said, it's not it's a lot of women. I mean, again, sometimes there are some guys who do know all the R&B, and like, and Scott knows both sides of it. So it was weird to like years ago talking to him and realizing, damn, wait a minute. Like, why do you remember the same shit I do? And then again, there's the iPod story of there's a music catalog that we shared that had everything from my brain and everything from his.
All in one. It was probably about 5,000.
It's like 5,000 songs. So anything that he may not have remembered.
You shared them together?
Mm-hmm. So he had, on my laptop, I had all this shit downloaded. Stuff that I got from LimeWire, stuff that I got from CDs, all this shit. He had one of the iPads that looked like this, that was this big.
Yeah, with the spin wheel.
Hold on, y'all. I'm finna put y'all on. Y'all finna be
tricked out. It was the fourth generation classic.
Hold on. Right here, in my office, right here.
I think it was bigger than that. I think it was whatever one was before that is the one that Scott had.
I have 20,000 songs on here right now.
So he had that, and something was going on with it. So we need, and this is when you could still use that as a USB and be able to pull music off of it.
Yep, so, you still can.
Right, so we were able to pull it off of there and put it on my laptop and then put it on to somewhere else. But in the meantime, or put it on his laptop. So in the process of doing that, when you would pull stuff, it wouldn't give you the name of songs. It would put it like in an encrypted code, like it'd be ZDX4 or something. Mm-hmm. So you had to play the song, figure out what the fuck it was.
And then rename it
out to be able to label it. So, and rename it. So in the process of doing that, again, you get everything that I had already and everything that he had. And so it ends up being like 4,000, 5,000 songs. And
is it a lot of duplicates, or is it y'all had duplicates?
That's a lot of duplicates, yeah.
There was a lot of duplicates, but shit, even still. So let's say take the duplicates out, you got 3,500.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was just insane. So just to both of us end up being inadvertently put each other on to other shit that was the owner, because you're just playing the shit. So I end up losing that laptop, but at some point in my Spotify library, there's deep in there, it says like iTunes Media or something, and from that old iTunes account, it has listed all those fucking songs, but I just can't access them. So it's like 3,600 songs in there. I don't want to talk about it. Like, it's mixtapes and shit.
It's a lot of exclusives in there.
Right, so it's a lot of, like, so at that time, that's when Big Crit had first come out, when the first J. Cole, his first couple of mixtapes, when Big Sean would first come out. It was
something from The Force.
I had everything that The Force had to offer. Anything that The Force did, I had all of that shit. So, all of that was there, and now, I mean, there's some things you can go back and get, but there's some stuff I know that I'll never get again. Like, so, I mean, I'm not a DJ, I'm not gonna pay to do shit. So,
yeah,
and then I have a smaller iPod that's might be downstairs, it's in my car. Someone has stolen my iPod out of my car at a fucking rap battle. And I was at work talking about it, and my boss gave me his old ass iPod. So I was able to upload some shit on there. And so there's some things that I have there, but that mug's old. It's the old charger for it. The big thick one.
Wide one.
The big wide one. And I think
That's what this one has. That's what this one
has. Yeah, that mug don't work unless it's plugged in at all. So, but I guard it with my life until I can replace some of the things that I don't. Because I think maybe the last. They've been updated since 2012. But like the last albums that got uploaded were Big Sean's Detroit mixtape and Magna Carta, like Holy Grail. I think those are the last.
When y'all had this conversation, I always get quiet because I get depressed because I lost everything the same way y'all did. It's a pain in my ass. Of course, you know, I got these streaming platforms, but you know, you got other shit like that you can't find.
But isn't some stuff you can't find?
It's some stuff you're not gonna get.
This is my thing, though. I want to have it just in case these places stop being in existence at some point. Because I get to see it one day you wake up and it'd be like, Spotify, they closed. Like, what? They shut down.
And that's all it takes. We lost Napster. Who knew we was gonna lose LimeWire? Yep. Right? It's just there's certain things that you just can't, or there's certain versions of songs you just can't get anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like if you had that version that one time, you're never gonna get it again. So,
y'all ever heard the piano version of Dead Presidents from Jay-Z? Where somebody, I had to remake it myself. So somebody took the little doom, 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 and they basically played a piano and connected it into Dead Presidents. So it just remixed into Dead Presidents. So the original Dead Presidents won. And I had
We used to be roommates in college that made
Is that what you did?
Hey, no, I'm fucking around.
What I ended up doing is somebody on YouTube played the piano version. I ripped that and then took the other Dead President and mixed it myself. To make MP3 back.
Like, I had the Gray album, Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
And so what's funny is, so the Gray album actually made me love the Black album. And it's not that I didn't love the Black album already or didn't like it, but for whatever reason, the Gray album just, because, I mean, it's fucking Beatles, you know, instrumentals. Yeah. So you can't pay attention to the beat, really. You really are going to focus on the lyrics. So the Gray album really made me love the Black album. I can't download the Gray album right now. I mean, somewhere out there is probably there. There's some torrent, some shit or whatever. I'm not doing that. But there's just stuff that you just can't go back and get. And that's what hurts. Is when you know you can't get some shit that you had before. It was hard enough getting it the first time.
Yeah.
And now you can't go back and get it.
So I'm so happy when I found Gmo when I first downloaded it.
Nigga, when I got Gmo, my boy James was on LimeWire.
That's my everyday, just everyday thing.
Yeah.
See, I got that. I still got that from college. I downloaded that in college, and I've saved it on every computer I've had.
Yeah, when he sent me, he called me and was like, hey, I'm on LimeWire right now. Log in so that you can be able to get Gmo. And that's how I got it. Or I got that Gangsta Walking KO Kid Money. Ooh,
Kid Money.
Yeah, Kid Money.
Yeah, that, shit. There's, like I said, there's just different versions of shit.
I know I can't find is the, and I had it on my iPod, the Back Front Side to Side remix.
That. Dang. Right there. Right there.
I can't find that anywhere.
I'm gonna find that motherfucker right now. What you talking about?
I'm sure
I got that in my Serato for sure.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah, you played that before on your Serato.
Yeah. That shit, that's what I'm saying. That's the shit I'm talking about though. It's like when it's those songs that you can't get again. And it's like, look, music industry, I get it. Y'all want y'all copyright shit, but fuck, can we just give us 24 hours to just let us download
the exclusive shit, like the shit y'all threw away, that y'all threw away on some DJ Clue mixtape that was just my little joint that you don't even care about. You ain't getting no publishing.
Right, mixtapes and shit that just don't. It's not nowhere to be found. Hell, the it's first of the month. Bone. There's a version with these girls singing the hook of it.
Really?
Is it on YouTube? Can't find it on YouTube.
I think it is on YouTube. It's the song, but it's the girl singing in the background.
So is it them? Is it the girl group that they had?
I don't know who the girls are. And that's the thing. I don't.
Remember that group they had? What was it called? Remember that?
Oh, it's called. Wait a minute. It is on YouTube. It's called the St. Clair Remix.
St. Clair Remix.
Wait a minute. Ooh. I hate this ad.
Everybody listening and typing just like we all are. It is featuring Trey. I said Trey. Yeah. That's their group they had that was on Mo Thugs.
Go get your welfare.
One of them, Lazy's wife.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm saying one of them.
Yep. Yep.
Rodeo.
With the white boy powder.
Yeah.
Rodeo. And I remember I bought that Mo Thugs album. It came out the same day Machiavelli came out. And the only reason I got it because I went somebody the dude was like because it was I went to everybody know remember Blockbuster Music. I went to one and was staying off Lindell. And I'm in line. No, everybody's getting Machiavelli. And the dude's like, yo, man, just say you getting this Mo Thugs. I'll give it to you because nobody's bought it and I need to get people to start buying it. And I was like, yeah, I'm getting that Mo Thugs album. He's like, oh, somebody getting that Mo Thugs album. I was like, oh, that came out. And so he gave it to me for free. So I got that Machiavelli Thugs at the same night at midnight.
What's it called? Family reunion?
Family scriptures.
This is all Mo Thugs.
Family. I know it was something family in it.
And then it was like, they had a little group, the girl group. Too True was my little group too. I had they stuff too on downloaded for a long time. Like there was some all kind of music, man, back then, man. That was just special time period.
Sure, every Tuesday. We was waiting for Tuesday back then.
Tuesdays, man. You're like, man, I gotta have $20 by Tuesday. He's like a fiend.
Shit, when we was doing ham radio, we would do ham radio Monday night and talk about what's dropping tomorrow. And that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We were like, what's dropping tomorrow? This coming out tomorrow. That's coming out.
Just started dropping on Fridays, like
they drop it on Fridays now.
About 2-3 years ago.
They start dropping on Fridays.
2 short years,
Jay, do you know why they start dropping music on Fridays or
I have no clue. Yeah, no clue at all, man. It should just shifted. I don't know.
I just thought because everybody gets paid on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
That point.
Well, Stacey, let everybody know you can hit her. Where I can hit you up at?
My name is Stacy Adams. It is all one word, Adams with a Z and Stacy with an E.
Scott.
Found me everywhere.
Cool ass Scott, all one word, Instagram, Twitter, Scott Hilliard on Facebook. That's about it.
All right, Jay, where can you shoot that, my man?
Joaquin Music, all platforms, IG, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter.
Is Joaquin spelled with a W?
No, it's actually with a Y. No, it's J-O-A-Q-U-I-N-M-U-S-I-C-K everywhere. One word.
You know, we got J and the Q in the silent.
They start following Joaquin Phoenix. They'll be like, hold on, man. I'm following him.
I'm following the Joker.
Thank y'all for listening. As always, we'll be back next week. So we're going to have next week 112 versus Chicken
Edge. Yeah, we got a recap.
Right. Stacy not going to know who anybody is. She'll be like, oh, that was that one song I liked.
That was like, oh, they sang that? I didn't even know. I'm gonna learn everybody's name. I'm gonna learn everybody's name by next Thursday.
Monday night is gonna be a big wedding reception.